Willkommen zu einer ganz besonderen ersten Folge unseres neuen Podcasts. Heute stellen wir euch ein neues, spannendes Programm vor, das unsere German International School of Boston, GISB, in Zusammenarbeit mit der Harvard Medical School für die Schüler und Schülerinnen möglich macht.
Hello, my name is Nadine Stürk and I teach biology in grade 10. This year, the Harvard Medical Science Program was not only a highlight for our students, but also for me as a biology teacher. Over the course of 10 weeks, we had the opportunity to travel to Harvard every Friday and participate in exciting workshops. Our students stepped into the roles of doctors, working with an almost lifelike patient simulator that could breathe, speak, and display real vital signs. Each week focused on a different topic, such as the cardiovascular system, respiratory diseases, or emergency medicine. Many students were especially excited to try out real medical equipment and to work together as a team to make diagnosis. For me, it was particularly rewarding to see how knowledge learned in the classroom could be applied in practice, and how motivated, serious, and joyful the students were while participating. This program clearly showed that learning becomes truly exciting when theory comes alive and can be experienced hands-on.
This initiative gives students a unique chance to learn real-life medical skills firsthand and learn from active professionals in the medical field. Their hands-on approach to learning makes it both invigorating and effective.
Zuerst die Leiterin des Programmes, Julie Joyal.
I am the founding executive director of HMS Med Science, and we started this program 17 years ago to inspire the next generation of scientists. We started with 12 kids around our lifelike mannequin who talks, breathes, has vital signs, to critically think, problem solve, work in teams, and actually to bring science to life. And from 12 kids 17 years ago, we now have 4,000 kids Wow. that come through our doors at Harvard Medical School. And the kids we have found want to get out of the building in the classroom and come to real world, real life experiential learning. So we start with a patient having an asthma attack and they learn to give adrenaline. And we always debrief the science around this. And then they will have a patient with a heart attack and then type 1 diabetes. And then we do, your kids will get an addiction module at the end of the semester of what happens to your brain when you do heroin, when you do cocaine or oxycodone. So we believe in prevention of addiction here. And the health literacy is amazing. And the kids from the German school are some of our favorite students. They're very international. They're very mature. This particular cohort, actually, a lot of them live in Boston, but you know, the kids come from all over the world and they speak multiple languages. They're just our favorite students because they already can critically think, problem solve, and work in teams. And they're so fun and so engaged. And you can see the joy there. Yeah. Now, a lot of the kids don't want to go into medicine, but they should be learning about the human body. And I always tell the students, you know, that somebody saved their coach's life or their grandmother's life. And there's nothing, you know, wrong with learning about your body, even if you don't want to go into a medical field. But we do inspire kids to want to do that. And we have a real need to do that. We would like to invite any of the parents to come and see the teaching and learning, because you said something which is really true. You can talk about it, but until you see it, it really yeah. doesn't sink right. in.
And you see it in the eyes of the children and the students. What
excitement.
Yeah, the excitement.
Learning.
Yeah.
Sometimes they say they've learned here more than they've ever learned in their life.
Here are a few 10th grade students speaking about their experience at Harvard Medical School.
Part of what made this experience so great were the teachers, because not only did they teach us the material, but they came from different medical fields.
The hands-on and interactive part was really cool, especially that they turned games into real lessons. And those games weren't just random games, they were actually games that also people used to train.
The teachers were so engaging and educated us in a way that didn't allow us to get bored. They just kept interacting with us. They didn't give us the answers, they led us to the answers, which I find to be a very, very efficient tactic in teaching.
It's a lot more hands-on, They, at the beginning, before you have your case, they brief you on sort of a skill you're going to need or give you some knowledge that you're going to need in the case. And they ask you questions to lead you to learning new things.
Just the way that they made the cases, like, so realistic. Like, there was kind of almost like a scene before. Like, you would get someone in who had, like, a whole backstory.
We could genuinely imagine that this was a real patient in a critical situation, which would force us to work under pressure if we're good at doing that. But on the other hand, if there's too much pressure, we could always just revert back to the fact that it's just a mannequin.
It forced us to think critically, but it also forced us to work in teams, which I thought was really good, because that's such an important asset to have in life, is to be able to work in different groups.
Und vor allem auch, dass man, wenn man nicht zum Beispiel einen Case gemacht hat, also man musste jetzt nicht immer mit einer Puppe arbeiten, sondern es gab auch Fälle, wo man zum Beispiel einfach nur selbst ein Problem finden musste oder andere auch lebenswichtige oder lebensrettende Fähigkeiten gelernt hat, wie zum Beispiel Inkubation oder auch zum Beispiel einfach, wie man eine Nadel in einen Patienten hineinführt. Also es gab schon ziemlich viele Dinge, die sehr interessant waren.
Me ha gustado mucho, hemos aprendido a meter pinzas dentro de un paciente y operarlo con cámaras y cosas así. El curso es muy interactivo, trabajas mucho con los profesores y se vuelven tus amigos. Es muy relajado el ambiente, es muy aceptante y puedes hacer fallos y no tienes miedo a no hacerlos. Así que me parece muy bien el programa.
Это Миша только по-русски. Мне там тоже очень понравилось, что все учителя очень положительно ко всеми обращались. И то, что все очень хорошо с друг другом поладили, и что просто постоянно была очень хорошая атмосфера. И там еда тоже была очень вкусная.
If you would like to get some more information about our school, please go to our website gisbos.org. Thank you very much for listening.